overall, all my kids, every single one of them PR'd. Every single one of them PR'd. My upperclassmen are the ones that kind of shined. So, I mean, Friday and Saturday, we had amazing weather. Friday, there was a small spurt of kind of cold, rainy weather, but it cleared up. And anyways, with that being said, my younger classmen, for some of them, first time on the track, it was good to see. It was really fun, and they can finally see the atmosphere. And this is the biggest, probably the biggest meet in Southeast. So it was just really fun to be around all the kids and really compete against everybody. And then my upperclassmen, yep, they showed up. And, yeah.
Well, let's dive into some of the top performances. I know you had another first place in the 3200 for Uriah Lucas, I think.
Yeah, so Uriah, he actually now has this. He broke the school record. Oh, wow. He has the school record. He got first in the 3200 meter with a 10 minute, 12 seconds, 0.46. And it was awesome. But then his 1600 meter, it was awesome too, because he got second place. However, it was 4 minutes and 42 seconds, 0.84. The guy who took first from Thunder Mountain, same, 0.81. It was literally a fight to the end, right at the 100 meter. And it was just, oh, it was just so much fun. It was awesome to see. And yeah, so
that's not that usual for those longer distance races to either to be that close.
And that's exactly it. And, you know, when you have a full mile, usually you can have some distance. So having it that close the whole time was awesome. But my other distance runner, Braylon Willis, he is basically right behind Uriah. And Braylon got fourth with 4 minutes, 52 seconds, 0.99 in the 1600. And he got third in the 3200 with a 10:40. So he's like right there. You know, him and Uriah are going to be, hopefully, come region time 1-2 for both those events. We will see.
All right.
And then we had Chase Lister, and he's my hurdle guy. You know, in the prelims, he took first, and we tried this new kind of technique. It's called three-stepping instead of four-stepping. And he had not tried it, but we just were like, you know what, let's give it a shot. He gave it a shot, and he did super well within the prelims. So we tried it again in finals. It's still being new. He accidentally hit a hurdle, slowed the momentum. He ended up taking second by just literally a step. So, but I know that light of fire under him. So I know he's going to be ready come regions.
I'm assuming that refers to how many steps you take in between hurdle.
That is correct. Yep. Okay. Steps in between hurdles. Yep. Right. Then we had Sean Spiegelmeyer. He's my thrower. You know, he PR'd in his discus with an 85 feet throw point at 9 inches. And then Sean, he's love shot put. And he got second at this meet, but he's first in regions, and he PR'd with a 36-foot throw, 11 inches, 3/4.
All right.
Yes. but it was a fantastic throw, and we're figuring it out, and I think that it's just going to continue getting higher and higher. We had Rick Kumps. He's my jumper. He's my main jumper. He couldn't show up Friday because he was taking a test, came Friday night, showed up for Saturday for the long jump, and he PR'd again, made finals, PR'd again with 17 feet, 8.5 inches.
I think he ended up third in that event, if I remember.
Correct. Okay. He ended up third. And then my other last top final, like 1-2-3 finisher was Michael Durkin. And we put him in the high jump. The kid is athletic. He has the build. And then all of a sudden I was like, hey, you know, you can jump. We should put you in there. So he's like, okay, this is like my first time doing it. So he goes in and he jumps 5'8". The guy who beat him from Ketchikan, another 6 foot. Six person got beat him with a 5'10", and Michael was right there, literally just barely skimmed it on the 5'10". So, and I believe up at state to be a contender, 5'10" is right there. So we are really close, and that's it. Yeah, my upperclassmen showed up for this weekend. I was really really ecstatic about that. Everybody did, but upperclassmen definitely got the 1-2-3. Yeah, and then we just had fun relays. Mm-hmm. You know, the relays were really good. Like my 4x1 girls, we didn't have the full girls team, but we threw them together. Lily, Odigar, Naya Ebby, Laquelle Deinhardt, and Kate Thompson. We threw them in a 4x1, and it was awesome. I think they were third. Then there was a questionable DQ. But other than that, I mean, the performance in and of itself was awesome. Our men's 4x1 is definitely going to be the fastest in our region. And that was Rick Kumps, Chase Lister, Caleb Lutomsky, mm-hmm. and Michael Durkin with 49.99. And then, we also, I just would like to know, probably one of my more favorite performances was the 4x8, and these were my young guys. And I loved it because 800 is just a brutal event, and I made four underclassmen do it. And it was Marcus Anderson, Aiden Cotta, Eric Edwards, and Elias Ward. And what was so fun about it was a fight to the end for us. They got fourth, I believe, but the guy who beat them, it was 10 minutes, 30 seconds, 0.82 for us. For the other guy, it was same thing, but 0.35. So again, step. Mm-hmm. It was all our teams were cheering loud, let's go. And just the other guy just outstepped us. But I love that, and I think we're going to do it again come regions.